Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge. And then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, it's a Throw the Fascist Out Thursday edition.
Hey, happy 1st of September, Earth, Wind, and Fire, baby. Happy Thursday to you, Evan, on the board, our fair audience. Pleasure to be with you all.
Dominic, quick show note for those inquiring about the health status of my wife. Says she's 70% better from the COVID.
Oh, good.
So maybe she'll be talking to me again by the weekend. I'm hopeful.
Well, that could be an entirely different conversation, but maybe.
She did quarantine on the back porch. She slept on the back porch like the 20 hours yesterday into today.
That sucks, man.
Feeling a little better this morning. Dogs less so. They didn't get fed last night. Because if mama's on the back porch, the dogs are on the back porch.
The doghouse.
Exactly. So get well soon, hon. Dominic, this nation, it's not going to get well soon. The president of the United States is going to give a speech tonight in primetime to the nation, basically calling out the fascist, or at least that's what the preview would seem to indicate. And, you know, I can see Uncle Joe, you know, talking about the fascistic MAGA movement, but I didn't think this speech would center around a Supreme Court justice's wife, in this case, Jenny Thomas. The breaking news, I saw this earlier today. I was somewhat stunned. I get a news brief, you know, on the phone. It pushes the different stories to me. So anyways, Tom, earlier today, I get this news story from the Washington Post. I was in a meeting, a sales meeting, and I get this headline. Jenny Thomas pressed Wisconsin lawmakers to overturn Biden's 2020 victory.
Of course she did.
That seems a little fascistic in and of itself, Dom, but let me read. The conservative activist and wife of Supreme Court Justice emailed lawmakers in two states in the weeks after the election. Emma Brown reporting at the Washington Post. Virginia, call her Jenny Thomas, the conservative activist and wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, pressed lawmakers to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 victory, not only in Arizona, as previously reported, but also in a second battleground state, Wisconsin, according to emails obtained under the state's public records law. The Washington Post reported this year that Jenny Thomas emailed 29 Arizona state lawmakers. That's a lot of emails, Dom. Some of them twice. In November and December of 2020, she urged them to set aside Biden's popular vote victory and choose their own presidential electors, despite the fact the responsibility for choosing electors rests with voters under Arizona state law.
So, you know, it's so nice when you put it that way. Oh, just choose. Just decide to go a different way. Just choose a different way. But really what she's doing is absolutely dismissing the electoral process here in the country, dismissing the votes of the citizens of this country because they went against what she wanted.
Well, Dominic, let me read a little further in. Let's get to the Wisconsin pressure. pardon me, the new emails show that Thomas also messaged two Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin, State Senator Kathy Bernier, then the chair of the Senate Elections Committee, and State Rep Gary Touchin. Bernier and Touchin received the email at 10:47 a.m. on November 9th, virtually the same time Arizona lawmakers received a verbatim copy of the message from Thomas. The Bernier email was obtained by the Post, and the Touchin email was obtained by a watchdog group, documented and provided to the Post. Thomas sent all of these emails via Free Routes, an online platform that allowed people to send pre-written emails to multiple elected officials. Now, I would point out here, Don, before we move on in this fine coverage from the Post of the fascistic wife of a Supreme Court justice, and let's not forget, Clarence ruled 8-1. The Supreme Court ruled 8-1. Clarence voted with his wife, voted with the insurrectionists. What do you want to do? Keep all that stuff kind of hidden. Didn't want any of this leaking out into the public, if you know what I'm saying, Dom.
Well, it's almost like he's compromised in some way, shape, or form by his insurrectionist wife.
Almost. Almost. Wonder if she's sleeping on the back porch these days.
Somebody should be. They should both be sleeping in a cot in the peck pokey, as far as I'm concerned.
No, I think you get a metal bunk. Have to ask somebody.
Don't lose the mattress.
Dom, here is the point I would make. Little backyard politics. There were 29 Arizona Republicans that were contacted by Jenny Thomas, but only two Wisconsin Republicans, according to the outcome of an open public record search, right? Here's my speculation. I never even heard of this Touchin. No offense, Rep. Touchin. I lived in the state my whole life. I never even heard of you. It's not like he's exactly legislative leadership. It's no Robin Voss, if you know what I'm saying. I suspect there are something approaching 65 representatives that are Republicans in the Wisconsin Assembly. And then if you look over on the Senate side, I think it's like 19. I bet you she sent out at least 2-3 dozen emails. And the rest of them, I strongly suspect, deleted those emails. Because, you know, Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin, they changed open records laws and decided, much like their former special investigator, well, if I don't like the tone of the email, I'm just going to delete it so the public never finds out the sort of fascistic correspondence I'm having with the wife of a Supreme Court justice.
Right. And they're, hey, I got an email from the wife of a Supreme Court justice. This is a great day. Oh, wait, this is terrible. I'm going to delete this. I mean, that's entirely possible. We don't know the scope of the open records request. But using this email Free Routes, an online platform to allow people to send, you know, these pre-written emails to multiple elected officials, you have to assume more than what? Two in the state of Wisconsin and more than 20 in Arizona were sent in the entirety. I mean, if there was an actual true investigation of Jenny Thomas and her insurrectionist ways, we could probably find that out.
So she sent 15 times as many emails in Arizona, some multiple emails trying to pressure Arizona lawmakers, but only two Republicans in the state of Wisconsin.
That's the totality, not just of Wisconsin, but certainly in this country. I bet a whole bunch more went out.
Well, I suspect a whole bunch went out to Wisconsin legislative Republicans, and they deleted them, you know, Gableman style. Here in part, Tom, is what the email said. Please stand strong in the face of media and political pressure. Read the email sent November 9th, just days after major media organizations called the presidency for Biden. Please reflect on the awesome authority granted to you by our Constitution. And then please take action to ensure that a clean slate of electors is chosen for our state.
A clean slate or an alternative slate or a fraudulent slate, perhaps.
Throw out the will of the voters in a fascistic way, overturn the will of the voters, and basically install a dictator. That was the plan, right?
That's the plan. That is the plan.
Well, Dominic, Jenny Thomas's political activism is highly unusual for the spouse of a Supreme Court justice. And for years, it has raised questions about potential conflicts of interest for her husband. He'll never recuse. She has said that the two of them keep their professional life separate, you know, separate lanes and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, professional revolutionary insurrectionist, you got to keep that separate from what? The U.S. Supreme Court, where, as you mentioned, he was the only one that ruled in favor of his wife to keep these kinds of documents from public light.
He ruled in favor of the American people.
Oh,
his wife just happened to be the particular American who was trying to hide her text message exchanges with Mark Meadows, right? It was the former president's chief of staff that we first heard reporting of. Jenny Thomas was also encouraging Mark Meadows, you know, the chief's chief, to do what he could to overturn the election as well.
In an interview, Bernier, the Wisconsin lawmaker, said it would have been appropriate for the state legislature to consider decertifying the 2020 results in the weeks following the election if evidence had emerged of significant voter fraud. But a quote from Bernier, "But as we went through the process and the legal challenges were made and discounted by the judicial system, there was nothing proven as far as actual voter fraud." Bernier says she had not realized that Thomas was among the thousands of people who emailed her after the election, but she said Thomas has a First Amendment right to speak her mind. Yes, she does. "I was married for 20 years. I took on some identity of my husband, but I had my own mind," Bernier said. "Just because you're married to someone doesn't mean you're a clone." Tauschen did not respond to messages seeking comment. Thomas's November 9th email was one of thousands sent via the Free Roots platform that inundated Bernier and Tauschen's office in the weeks after the election, records show. The Wisconsin State Journal reported in January of 21 that more than 10,000 pages of emails received during that period by Bernier and State Rep. Tussler, then the chair of his chamber's election committee. The majority were mass-generated form letters making nonspecific claims of alleged irregularities, a right-wing fraud-finding effort, and a clip from Sean Hannity's show. The fact that Thomas sent one of the Free Roots emails to Bernier has not been previously reported. "Please do your constitutional duty," read the subject line of the message sent. She's
so do
literally
we
asking them not to do their constitutional duty? You know, I mean, and Bernier made a point. I mean, okay, if there's, you know, man, I'm getting all this stuff about fraud, we better look into it. Looked into it, nothing. Court cases, nothing. Okay, move on. Looks like Trump lost. Shocking. He lost the House. He lost the Senate. He got impeached twice. What makes it? What is it about this man, the way he lost American lives during his handling of the pandemic? What is it about his trajectory would make you think that people want more of that?
Dom, you just haven't put the right sort of pressure on the American people.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be like carbon turned into diamonds under the kind of pressure exerted by Jenny Thomas. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates radio show. I mean, it shouldn't be a shocker. Maybe it's a form letter, but the fact that Jenny Thomas is trying to overturn the electoral results is the exact reason Uncle Joe Biden's giving a speech about fascism tonight.
Under pressure.
Is your wife a goer?
She is number four prostitute in all of Kazakhstan.
I started doing some grocery shopping. I'm at Wegner's, and my wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time, and that was the time in history when I found out that my senator, Ron Johnson, was a conspirator in a coup, was a traitor to the Constitution and the very oath he took. And Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, it was just the tourists. They seemed real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup. And I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
President Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election.
Collectively, Republicans got 1.661 million votes. 51,000 more votes than Trump got.
He exhausted his cases. He exhausted the court challenges.
All the Republicans voted for Trump the way they voted for the assembly candidates. He would have won.
It was not rigged. It was not stolen. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. It's really clear.
This message was paid for by the People for People People Corporation. Donate online at p4ppc.org.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I'm coming a little bit more left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there in the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Learning in person.
All right, everybody, settle down. Find your place, please.
Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed.
Listen, get your books out. We're going to start here with chapter 3.
Get the latest info about COVID-19 vaccines at getvaccineanswers.org. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789. Crudy, this reporting, not just in the Washington Post nationally, also here locally at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck reporting. I want to reiterate some of these comments. Republican Bernier told the Journal Sentinel it's possible that Ginny Thomas sent these insurrectionist emails to all Wisconsin lawmakers, but she and Tauschen were the only ones to keep them. State law allows for legislators to delete any emails that has not yet been requested by the public. It's not like she sat down and typed out an email to me and Gary, Bernier said in an interview. Yeah, but this doesn't matter. If you copy a ransom note and send it off to a bunch of people, it doesn't matter. What matters is the content. The distribution, the platform is totally irrelevant. Whether she scratched it in blood herself or she copied it and sent it out, the message was still extremely clear. The wife of a sitting Supreme Court justice wants you state legislators to overturn the election based on nothing other than your guy lost.
Dominic, when I get up, ransom note, I prefer it to be cut out with individual letters from magazines. Right. More of a personal touch that way.
I think you're right. Bernier also said Ginny Thomas's action should not reflect on her husband. Again, no matter
what
your spouse does,
he married her.
Family members, whatever they're involved in, you still have your First Amendment rights. I'm sure if she felt it would adversely impact Justice Thomas, she may not have decided to do it. But the fact of the matter is, it was probably her own decision. I do feel sorry for the poor lady, Bernier said. What makes you think, Bernier, that Justice Thomas wasn't a part of this? That he went along with it? That he was a willing supporter of doing this? I certainly would like to know who paid for the membership of the platform to, you know, do this. Did that come out of a joint account? You know what I'm saying? How separate is it? There's some very specific questions that could tie the Supreme Court justice to this. One other note here from Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She noted that Democratic Senator Kelda Royce of Madison, a member of the Senate Election Committee, disagreed with Bernier. Here's what Kelda said. The wife of a Supreme Court justice and pusher of the big lie, pleading with Republicans to overturn the 2020 election, is a bigger deal than anyone is willing to say out loud, Kelda tweeted out today.
844-967-2789. Before we turn topically to more fascistic investigations here in our backyard, turning our attention to Voss and Roadshow and Gableman. But first, the phones and Wisco Paul. How you doing, Paul? You're first today.
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, I long for the days when I used to just talk about the bad roads in Wisconsin.
The Scott Holes?
Time. Yeah, it was a simpler time. Now we have a Supreme Court that's they don't have any credibility left at all. Nobody in the GOP in this state have any credibility that I can tell. It certainly isn't Ron Johnson. It certainly isn't Robin Voss. I mean, this is so corrupt. I mean, I would love to have one of your conservative callers call in and defend the Supreme Court, Voss, or any of this stuff. It's just, I can't, right off the top, I'd like to go back to just talking about bad roads, but I can't because Tony fixed them. But this whole thing, I don't have a word. I don't have the just. Hey, none of these people have any credibility, correct? I'll just leave it at that, Devil. None of these GOP, none of them, right?
Right.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Just looking for someone to agree with them.
Yeah, we're here. It's just, you know, it's all kind of some therapy for us because it's right. It was a simpler time back then, you know, 5 or 10 years ago. This is some terrible, terrible situation. And I it's funny how the news cycle kind of goes back and forth, right? When we jump on these things and all of a sudden something else comes up. But this Ginny Thomas thing, it's kind of, we haven't really talked about it in some time. So all of a sudden now we find out that she's putting pressure on Wisconsin lawmakers. Who's asking the question? Where is the Chief Justice in his investigation? I mean, as soon as
Robert,
the draft of Roe v. Wade came out,
the leak
investigation, got to get into that. But the wife of a sitting justice pressuring individual state lawmakers to overturn the election, that's not a problem. You have no question or qualm about, I don't know, what your guy was doing, what his involvement was in that? You don't even ask that question? Oh, it's my wife. Oh, okay.
Let me point out, Tom. I'm going to defend Virginia, call her Ginny Thomas, insurrectionist, wife of Clarence. I'm going to defend her in this way. This stuff was still, relatively speaking, close to the election. This was not post-January 6th. I mean, this was defendable. This was heat-of-the-moment kind of stuff. Just mass email. I'm not even sure if there's criminality there. If there is criminality, it's probably a paper crime, but...
it's an email crime.
Let me contrast that with the very current stance being taken by U.S. Senator and insurrectionist apologist Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson today is attacking the Assembly Speaker, Republican, for not continuing an election investigation into the 2020 outcome because apparently... What, he was supposed to decertify the election and throw the votes to Trump? Because that's been the proposal of the outcome, you know, the corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. I strongly think we should consider decertifying the 2020 election. And Rojo's going to lose his freaking mind because the investigation is over?
Investigation. And you should put that in air quotes. It wasn't an investigation.
I did.
It was a freaking joke. It was a joke. You can't even call it an investigation. It gives it too much credibility. I can't call it a witch hunt because Trump, he bastardized that word. It was just call it a joke.
It's a persecution.
It's a joke. And so now U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, is what, going after Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. I got to tell you, Crudy, I don't know about you, but it seems to me like the Wisconsin GOP is in disarray.
Because they are. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. This show, we're still rolling. 844-967-2789. Roll along with us.
name, right? Kind of a big deal.
The Devil's Advocates.
Well, I want to take Tom first. I asked him to remind us that the SEIU nurses had an action going on at University Hospital. Tom, how you doing, man?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, doing good. We're out here in the snow. Well over 100 people out here trying to get the nurses their union back. I got a nurse with me if you want to ask a couple questions.
Hi.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Why do you guys need the union?
We need the union because nurses need a voice so that we can take care of our patients and be able to advocate effectively for them and for ourselves. For the hospital, focus more on profit than they are on safe patient care. We need to change that.
What are you hoping to accomplish, Kate?
We need this union. We need it now. And it's time for them to stop making excuses and sit down with us and enact some real change and recognize our union.
Well, Kate, we certainly support your efforts. SEIU nurses, Madison, Wisconsin, outside UW Hospital.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.